I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you've got one half of the show here with you tonight, your host Fleur. Like I've told you before, Christian is on a little break right now. Hopefully we'll get him back in the studio in the next couple of weeks to maybe do a cameo appearance, and then hopefully back on a regular basis in the fall. That was Australia's own Architecture in Helsinki with their song from a few years ago, Heart It Races, from the album Places Like This. And last week we gave tickets away for the Architecture in Helsinki show, which was on Sunday night, and Christian and I were lucky enough to get some tickets too. And can I just say, they rocked the venue. That song that they did, their version of Heart It Races, on Sunday night was phenomenal. And it was quite a very cute little moment. There was actually two girls right at the front of the stage that had dressed up like two of the characters from the video. So they got best dressed by Architecture in Helsinki, and they also got their photo taken from the band. So the drummer had a camera at on stage. So I thought that was pretty cool. And the great thing about Architecture in Helsinki, not only are they wicked musicians, but they also look like they're having a hell of a lot of fun on stage, which makes, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, makes a show or breaks it when the artists look too serious and look like they'd rather have their teeth be drilled by dentists than performing in front of screaming, adoring fans. That's when I sort of switch off. But no. Architecture in Helsinki were phenomenal, and the synth sounds were blasting out. The reason I've also put Architecture in Helsinki on the radio for you, we've got a few more songs filtered throughout this show because Architecture in Helsinki actually spoke to me on Sunday. We did a pre-recorded interview around their new album, their tour, and some of the songs that they've chosen. So later on, we're going to have an Are You Aware mixtape. And this is where we get artists to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in social justice or positive change. And then they get to choose one of their own songs that mirror their sentiments around social justice and positive change. So Architecture in Helsinki have four songs for you coming up in the next little while. During the interview, I've put it in three parts, so we get to listen to some of their songs in between them talking. And I need to thank Cameron, the lead singer, very much for being so at least talkative, because it was 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday and they'd just driven from Portland. So as you can imagine, they had a show there on Sunday night, and then they'd just gotten across the border when I spoke to him. So he was very sprightly, considering he'd just been touring around and driving. Well, obviously not him, but being involved in coming across the border, which we all know is a little hectic. Anyway, I'm going to keep the music going because we've got lots to get through in the next hour and a half. If this is the first time you've listened to Are You Aware, we choose music and musicians that are involved in social justice or have a philanthropic endeavour around it, or just a positive message, can be socially positive or just, you know, be good to everybody. Anyway, the next band or the next singer we've got is Jason Collette, who obviously comes from the Broken Social Scene fame. And he's actually released four solo CDs. And interesting information about him is that he's actually been eating organic food since the mid-90s and makes an effort to ensure that all the food on his tour bus is organic, which is pretty cool. And also, he's very politically involved. He's a member of Canada's NDP party, and NDP, not NDP party, because that would just be a party, and it's not Friday yet, and performed at an NDP kickoff rally in Toronto during the fall 2008 election. And at Queen's University, he actually expressed his displeasure for Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. And did we all see Harper down at the Bruins game last night? I thought that was quite funny. And I'm glad that they actually shot back to him during the Canadian anthem to see him singing, because I think that would have been priceless if he just sat there and didn't say anything. He's also brought a petition, this is Jason Collette, to get Canadian citizen Omar Khayyam released from the Guantanamo Bay Detention Centre, where he's been kept for some time. So as you can see, Jason Collette is very heavily involved in political issues around Canada. The song we've got is called It Won't Be Long, and it's from his album from a couple of years ago, Motor Motel Love Songs. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
When you close your eyes, kiss my mouth, I know I'm closer now than anyone has ever been. You can tell yourself it's nothing serious. To me. You've been burned before, but you know this is more than just smoke. Till you belong to me.
pre-Vancouver day will once again envelop our town in forward-looking fun on Sunday, June 19th. From noon to 8 p.m., come to Main Street between 12th and 28th for an all-day street festival in celebration of leaving the vehicle at home and taking to the streets for a day of community camaraderie. See your city from a new perspective, standing in the middle of the road. To learn more, check out carfreevancouver.org.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Iron and Wine's Tree by the River from their most recent album, Kiss Each Other Clean. Iron and Wine is actually a solo artist, but he tours with a big old band. His name's Samuel Beam, and he was born in 1974. He's from the States, I think Portland, if I'm not mistaken. Kiss Each Other Clean is actually his fourth studio album. He contributed the song Stolen Houses Die to the AIDS benefit album Dark Was the Night, which was produced by the Red Hot Organization. As we all know, the Red Hot Organization puts out CDs to raise money for different aid service organizations around the world, and a lot of artists have been involved in that. In the middle there, we had Thievery Corporations from their most recent album of last year or the year before, Radio Retaliation, with the song Sweet Tides. Very nice, summery, relaxing little song to get you ready for the weekend. Hopefully it's going to be sunny. Radio Retaliation was actually their fifth album, and this is what they said about it when it came out. Apart from a few independent bastions, there is no musical or informational freedom on the US airwaves anymore. The traditional public commons have been sold to the highest corporate bidders. Music is suffering and society is suffering too. Radio Retaliation is about an exodus of conscious people who are willing to acknowledge something is wrong with the official version in news and culture. Therefore, we need to create our own channels, explains Hilton, which is one part of the duo of Thievery Corporation. So he had some pretty cool stuff to say there. They've contributed to Waxploitation's compilation album called Causes One, which 100% of the proceeds went to three non-profit organisations, Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch and Oxfam America, and it is focusing on the genocide in Darfur that really doesn't get that much media attention but is still going on, and even now that they've divided the two states in that country, in Sudan, there's still a lot of collateral damage that we need to be aware of with that. Now, I'm very excited to announce we have our Architecture in Helsinki mixtape coming up for you in just a few moments. If you don't know who Architecture in Helsinki are, they're an Australian band based in Melbourne. They've actually released four albums, and their most recent being Moment Bends, which was released earlier this year. They originally had an 8-piece, went down to a 4-piece, and now are touring with a 6-piece band. 5 guys, 1 girl, and they are synthesizer pop fantasticness. They were insane on the show that we saw on Sunday. And like I said, if you want a really good, upbeat dance track like we heard at the beginning of the show, check out Architecture in Helsinki. They've got a really solid lineup of songs. So without further ado, I am going to let Cameron, from the lead singer from Architecture in Helsinki, tell you about what's going on in his life. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Enjoy.
Mixtapes.
Are you aware? Mixtapes on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Trying to find a way. Dancing to the music. Coping day to day.
You've been on the road for a while. How's the tour going?
Yeah, it's been really great. We haven't sort of been doing any international touring for a few years now, so sort of a case of getting back into the groove with it and remembering all the things, the coping mechanisms, the, you know, and yeah, it's been exciting to be, you know, playing the songs we've worked on for the last few years, so it's good.
And this is a pretty extensive tour. So after North America, you're heading back to Europe again. Where are you most excited to play?
I think next month we're playing in Russia for the first time, which should be, you know, I feel like that's going to be probably as big a culture shock as anywhere we've ever played. Pretty excited about that.
Definitely. And I guess you're going to your namesake, so that must warm your heart a little bit.
Sure.
Have you been to Helsinki before?
Yeah, we've played in Helsinki. This is our first club show there, though, so we've only played a festival.
And you've taken the new album on the road for a couple of months now. How have the fans been responding?
Yeah, it's been incredible. Really great responses. People have been really into the record everywhere I've gone, which has been great.
Has it been a bit of an adjustment going, because you guys were an 8-piece for a while, and now you're down to a 5-piece, is that correct?
We were an 8-piece for a while. We were a 6-piece for a few years. We haven't been an 8-piece for 6 years.
Okay, but I guess touring with an 8-piece and touring with a 6-piece and then touring with a 4-piece, there must be some adjustment there.
Well, no, we tour with a 6-piece now. Oh. We've got more people in our crew now.
So
there's 5 in the band, but we tour with more people than we've ever toured with at the moment.
And what was the inspiration for this album? Because this is your 4th, isn't it?
It's our 4th album. I don't know that we really have, you know, a defined inspiration. It's more just a million things, you know, everything around you in the world and in your life. And, yeah, inspiration is a million things. It's not as easy as just saying one particular thing inspired an album.
Who came up with the name? It's a great name for the album, Moment Bends.
It's a lyric in a song, so I guess I wrote the lyric, so that probably means I came up with the name.
I think you can grab kudos for that, definitely.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe, so let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
...a contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. You've been observing Earth, and we'd like to make a contact with you.
friends with thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate. Together, that's the way to send the message. We declare World Contact
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
Pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Got this in pocket. Got paddle. I'm gonna use it. Intention. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No visa, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep. I got
can't miss a beat. I got new skank. Sorry, got something. Winking.
Listening to the Architecture in Helsinki interview and mixtape on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I was very excited to see that you guys were on La Blogo Tech, the takeaway shows, which is one of my favorite music sites. Can you tell the listeners about the premise behind the takeaway shows and how the experience was for you?
Sure. We recorded the Takeaway Show in 2007. We were in Paris, and the guys that run the website asked us to perform in the streets of Paris, and we ended up asking some people in an apartment building if we could play out of the window of their apartment building, and yeah, and I guess they just record you playing in random, unusual outdoor or indoor places in Paris.
That must have been amazing.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
Just love that Vincent Moon always finds really unique places to put the bands as well. I mean, you're so used to seeing them in concert venues, so it's so good to see them out and about.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, they're very, very talented.
Now, you were involved in the Sydney sound relief of a couple of years ago for the Victoria bushfires. How did you become involved in that, and can you tell the listeners a bit about the premise of sound relief?
Well, sound relief was a benefit concert for the bushfires in Victoria in the start of 2009, and yeah, it was held at simultaneously at two huge cricket/football stadiums in Melbourne and Sydney, and yeah, we were asked to do it. I'm really, you know, honoured to be asked to do it and to be able to help the cause, and obviously it was a, you know, huge success. They raised a lot of money, and a lot of people went, so yeah, it was great to be involved in it.
And I guess with the band being from Melbourne, it was really close to your heart, seeing as a lot of Victoria was decimated during that time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So as always on Are You Aware interviews, we ask artists to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in positive change, and then they choose one of their songs that mirror their sentiments around social justice. So can you tell me about your song choices, and was it difficult to choose?
Well, yes, because I wasn't really hugely aware of the background of social justice. It was more just a personal, positive change on a personal or spiritual level being, you know, something where, yeah. I'm not really sure that I understood the brief that much, but these are probably three songs that when I listen to them I kind of find inspiring on a personal level to, you know, have self-belief or, you know, be away with self-doubt.
Well, I mean, that's still a positive message, so that's definitely definitely part of it. I mean, you chose The Carpenters, Calling Occupants for Interplanetary Craft, which is a brilliant title. Tell me, how do you feel about when you listen to those kind of songs and The Pretenders as well?
Yeah, just, I mean, I guess the songs that I've known, you know, just from being, the songs that seep into your consciousness, whether they're, I know the Carpenters one was just one of those ones that you know, everyone's parents had the Carpenters on record when I was growing up, so it was sort of like a song that you always heard and that I always found really uplifting. And the Pretenders was on a really long-running television ad in Australia in the 80s, and I remember just, you know, it being a very formative song growing up. So, you know, the lyrics always painted a very positive, uplifting picture for me. So.
And then, of course, you chose the one, the only Bob Marley with Could You Be Loved?
The most positive song ever for me. It's like, you know, every time you put that on, it just unifies everyone. Feels, yeah, it's got an incredibly positive message and aura.
Definitely. Now, and you, what was your Architecture in Helsinki song that you guys chose, or you chose?
It's a song called Your Go To off our new record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, I guess, about sort of being connected with yourself and with your surroundings and celebrating them and not sort of forgetting what's important in your life, I guess.
Life to live. annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival is back on July 15th through until the 17th for its 34th year running. There will be over 60 great acts playing, including Gillian Welch, Roseanne Cash, the Jayhawks, as well as Canada's very own New Country Rehab, Catherine Calder of the New Pornographers, Imaginary Cities, and Jim Bryson. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.thefestival.bc.ca or call 604-602-9798. Cheaper early bird tickets are available until June 11th.
You're listening to the Architecture in Helsinki mixtape on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Now, you were involved in the sound relief. What other causes are close to your heart?
I don't know if I have any causes that are particularly close to my heart. I just like to know that people are happy. Really, I hope that people are happy. So if I see people are unhappy, then I like to try and help where I can.
Oh, that's awesome. How do you see that music being used as a vehicle for positive change and unity?
I think the days of music having the ability to change the world probably aren't there anymore. Like, I think that its role in society is very different than what it was maybe, like, you know, 50 years ago or 40 years ago when it did have that ability. I think that people react to it very differently, but I think that its ability to bring positivity into people's lives, I think pop music has such a unifying quality that, like, I don't know that anything else has the ability to unify people as much as music does. You know, ideas of melody and harmony and, you know, things that are unique to song, and you can see people from all, you know, cultural backgrounds and socioeconomic groups and subcultures be unified by music, and I think that the power of that is something that can never be underestimated.
Definitely, it's a definite bridge through cultural divides, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If you had one message to give the world, what would it be?
Be good to each other.
That's simple and succinct. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, once again, Cameron, thank you so much for coming on to Are You Aware and doing our mixtape for us. We really appreciate it.
No trouble. Thanks for having me.
And there you go. That was Architecture in Helsinki with an interview and mixtape for Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR. Now, I'll just give you the rundown of what songs they chose so you have a better idea of what floats their musical boat, so to speak. At the start there, we had The Carpenters with their song Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft from their album Passage of a few years ago. And then one of the most famous Pretender songs of all time, and Scarlett Johansson did a great version of karaoke version of that in Lost in Translation. That was Brass in Pocket from the Pretenders album, which was the name of the album as well. And then obviously I don't really need to tell you who was after that one, but it was Bob Marley with Could You Be Loved from their album of decades ago now, Uprising. And the last song that Architecture in Helsinki chose, which was one of their own songs from their most recent album that was just released last month, Your Go-To from Moment Bends. And I'm actually going to close the show with my favourite song from Moment Bends. And I think, I know I might be a little bit out of turn, but I think this could be in my best of 2011 mix at the end of the year, because I can't get enough of that song. But I will play that at the end of the show. We still have about 34 minutes left of Are You Aware? And we have some great music for you. Up next is Dum Dum Girls, which is an indie all-girls band from California, and they're actually currently signed to the great label Sub Pop Records. Their name is actually homage to the Vaseline's album Dum Dum and the Iggy Pop song Dum Dum Boys. So there you go. And all the members of the band each have the words Dum Dum tattooed on a finger. So He Gets Me High is actually an EP that was released this year. So without further ado, this song is called There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. You are on, hang on, let me put that in the CD player. I got so excited with Architecture in Helsinki and listening that I didn't put the CD in. So my apologies, it's perfectly unpolished here at CITR. I have got it in, we're ready to go. This is There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Enjoy. We'll be right back. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard the lovely PJ Harvey with The Word That Maketh Murder from her most recent album that was released this year, Let England Shake. She was born in 1969 and she's an English musician, singer and songwriter. She's primarily a vocalist and guitarist but is also proficient in a huge amount of instruments including piano, organ, bass, saxophone and auto harp. Let England Shake is her 8th studio album and she's not short of a few awards. She's won the 2001 Mercury Music Prize, 7 Brit Awards, which is like the English equivalent of the Grammys, 5 Grammy Award nominations and 2 further Mercury Music Prize nominations, which is insane. Rolling Stone named her in 1992 Best New Artist and Best Singer-Songwriter and 1995's Artist of the Year and placed 2 of her albums on its 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. She's an avid supporter of War Child and that's why we love PJ Harvey here, not only because she supports War Child, who try and support children that have obviously been child soldiers or affected by war to rehabilitate them and get them back into a positive environment. In the middle there, we had Gang of Four, which is an English post-punk group from Leeds. They say they stripped down a mix of punk rock with struck elements of funk music, minimalism, if I can say that right, and dub reggae, and they emphasise on the social and political ills of society like a true punk rock band should. They're considered as one of the leading bands of the late 70s, early 80s post-punk movement, and Content, which is what we took that song, You Don't Have to Be Mad, is their 7th full-length album, and it was released at the end of January this year. They did some pretty cool stuff last year before releasing the new album. They allowed fans the option of being a part of the release in exciting and crazy ways. They created hype and money by offering different incentives for their truest fans. An online campaign provided the choice of anything from a Gang of Four t-shirt and CD to taking a helicopter ride with the band at the Glastonbury Festival. If I was you, I would be taking the helicopter ride. There was a list of options on the site and you could pledge for such as listening to the first ever recorded gig on one of the kind decorated Walkman by GO4 or Gang of Four and the band's very own blood or giving to private GO4 art exhibitions and concerts. So I don't know about you, but I like a couple of bands out there a lot, but I don't think I would ever want to bid for their own blood. That's a little disconcerting, Gang of Four, I'm not going to lie. All the profits that were pledged went to Amnesty International, who campaign for human rights worldwide, and also Plan International, who promotes child rights to end child poverty. So, yeah, there's some very interesting initiatives by the Gang of Four to get fans involved in not only the band's release of their new album, but also supporting Amnesty International and Plan International, two great organisations. The next band we've got for you is My Morning Jacket from their new album. Let me get this right. Circuitial, maybe? We'll stick with that. They're an American rock band formed in Louisville, Kentucky, and this is their 6th album that was released literally a couple of weeks ago on May 31st. They've supported a number of charities over the years and have been most recently involved with the Lambie Fund of Haiti, which is founded jointly in 1994 by Haitians and Americans. It's a grassroots organization whose mission is to assist the popular democratic movement in Haiti. Its goal is to help strengthen civil society in Haiti as a necessary foundation for democracy and development. And like I said, with Sudan, we unfortunately, with all the other horrendous natural disasters that have happened over the last year, we kind of have forgotten about Haiti. And a lot, I'd say around 3/4 of the country is still in rubble and hasn't been rebuilt after the devastating earthquake of last year. So do yourself a favour, go online, find out what's going on in Haiti, and if you can, please support them because they need our support. So without further ado, we have Victory Dance. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
come? Should I whip the ground with my old tears, crying over what's been done? Should I lift the dirt and plant the seed, even though I've never grown? Should I wet the ground with the sweat from my brow and believe in my good work, my good work, my good work?
In the evening, setting sun, setting sun. Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
You're listening to the last 5 minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard the Phoenix Foundation from New Zealand with their album Buffalo and the song of the same name. I am really happy that my friend put me onto this because I really like that song and I'm excited that we have it now in the studio. So I will be flogging it mercilessly over the next couple of weeks because I loves it. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope you enjoyed the Architecture in Helsinki mixtape. If you have any comments or you have requests for songs, anything like that, you can always email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We have a page and a group. So we only have 48 people that like our page, so we're feeling very sad. We want to get up to 50, so please like our page. But seriously, that is where we will tell you guys about any new giveaways or anything that's coming up like today with the Architecture in Helsinki show. Let's hope that the Vancouver Canucks can do a little bit better on Friday, and I have no doubt they're going to jump back even better after these two losses. We're just lulling the Bruins into a sense of security. I'm going to leave you, like I said, with the last song of Architecture in Helsinki's bit of a music fest for this show. This song, I love it, Escape. They played it at the show on Sunday night and it was fantastic. Like I said, this could be in my top picks for 2011, but we'll just see. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be good to each other and I will see you next time. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Bye.
For a ride. guitar.